Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be clouds and sun. We'll have a high around the mid-40s. Kenosha right now, 42 degrees. In Burlington, it is 41. Milwaukee, 43 and 42 in Racine. Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth continuing to ask the public for any information that might help the investigation of last Friday morning's home invasion and assault of an elderly couple in the village of Summers. The husband and wife, both in their 80s, attacked by a man whom they described as African American, who demanded money and drugs. The husband drove to the Summers fire station for help. That led to the discovery of what happened. They ended up at Frederick Hospital, though the injuries not considered life-threatening. Sheriff Beth says all investigative leads are being followed up. All evidence is still being scrutinized. That is why anyone with information of any kind is urged to call the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department at 262-606-5100. Driver of a car that slammed into two other vehicles over the weekend at the Kenosha intersection of Pershing Boulevard and 75th Street remains hospitalized with serious injuries after being ejected. That driver was a 17-year-old male. Police indicate the car had earlier been reported moving at high speeds, recklessly in and out of traffic. While eastbound on 75th Street, that vehicle hit a van, then another car. Those drivers were not hurt. The flooding last July in the city of Burlington and the loss of the police and fire dispatch center in the basement of that PD building is playing a role in future plans for a new City of Racine Emergency Operations Center, with a new public safety building also a real possibility. During review of the 2018 Racine Fire Department budget, Chief Steve Hansen said that the original plans to relocate the EOC to a new Southside fire station, those plans have changed.
Given that there is now a plan to replace the safety building, the Emergency Operations Center for the city would be incorporated into that. The existing Emergency Operations Center in the basement of a safety building is not appropriately set up for an incident similar to what you had out in Burlington this summer. I mean, we could make it work, but it's not fully functional the way we would really need it to be.
The chief said that the new station at Durant and South Memorial in the next few years with an EOC would have been about a $4 million project. Without the EOC, it's about $3 million. A new public safety building, which is only a proposal at this point, with a new emergency operations center, would also mean a new site for the backup consolidated dispatch system run by Racine County, which does get tested every so often. The weekend concert by the Kenosha Symphony turned into a hot ticket for a time, literally. Flames became visible from one of the overhead stage lights at Reuther High School just as the program was getting underway. Concert was stopped right away, of course, and the audience and performers ordered out of the auditorium. That included flautist Sherry Kujala, who was backstage at the time.
That was just something that we haven't seen in orchestra life in a while, so we were pleased to be able to pull ourselves back together and finish the program, and our young soloist, Maya Buchanan, was stunning and really poised and in control and not thrown off by any of this. So that was probably the most impressive element of the entire evening.
That fire confined to that light bar, Kenosha firefighters arrived quickly, took care of the problem. After about a half an hour or so, the all clear was given, and then it was back to the concert. City of Racine uses all of its financial tools to provide services, and that includes the rare instance of short-term borrowing proposed for hiring outside help the next couple of years to remove ash and maple trees across the community. Park and Rec Director Tom Molbeck telling Alderman during Committee of the Whole review of the next budget that even with the hiring of two more arborists, the amount of work that has to be done is quite extensive.
What's in the CIP, you're seeing 2 years of $100,000 for removal. Right now, between ash trees and maple trees, we are having a hard time catching up with removals that need to be removed, which are dangerous, dying, or hazardous to the community.
Finance Director Dave Brown acknowledging it's out of the ordinary, but also an extreme situation that general operations don't cover and would be paid off with the borrowing in 2 to 3 years. The capital improvement budget and general fund budget scheduled for a final council vote November 7th. Tonight at 6 o'clock, it'll be the public hearing. The proposed 2018 City of Racine budget review process includes a public hearing tonight at 6 o'clock at City Hall. The Committee of the Whole getting closer toward making a recommendation on the spending plan and related budget documents. During last week's proceedings, Alderman Henry Perez wondered how come the city owns and operates golf courses through a private contractor if there's no revenue, while also suggesting that those only of a certain means can afford it.
Because they're self-sustaining, we don't actually get any money back from owning them. We own the property. The property is, one of the golf courses is actually not even within city limits. We had to incorporate that area to become a city, so it'd be one of our parks. But we get no profit at all from having the golf courses other than the philosophical high-end people that want to golf say they can golf in the city.
Alderman Terry McCarthy quick to call it a quality of life issue for anyone within the community. Finance Director Dave Brown noted that the city did not always have golf courses, and for decades the operations are paid for by those who use them.
A couple of the courses, they were the land donated to the city, and they have to be either used for recreation purposes or for golf courses. If we do not do that, we have to relinquish the property. I don't know where the impetus was or how far back that would go. But since I've been with the city, it has always been this case that the golf courses are self-sufficient. They take care of themselves at no cost to the taxpayer.
City Administrator Jim Palahniuk suggested perhaps even a look at the land restrictions for the courses and whether private investment might be something yet to consider. No other council members commented on the golf course issue. Review of the Public Works budget included the Civic Center, and while Alderman Perez brought up the lack of operational profit for both those facilities, it was pointed out that the city's subsidy of $294,000 has been reduced dramatically over the years. Again, the public hearing on the proposed 2018 budget coming up tonight, 6 o'clock at City Hall. A new personnel scheduling software has been approved for use in the Village of Caledonia, which officials are hoping can also be fine-tuned to even better meet the needs of the community when it comes to providing services. Trustee Lee Wishaw telling his board colleagues it was tested by the police and fire departments.
This came before the Finance Committee, and I had a number of questions on this because I've got some experience with software and licensing and this sort of thing. And we put it on the calendar for roughly the end of March. Relatively small software firm, and they are obviously developing the software as we go. I put in a request with the group to evaluate the software as we use it over the next 4 to 6 months.
Wishaw indicating that between now and perhaps the end of March, a wish list of enhancements to the program can be created. The village board unanimously approving the contract with Alditech for personnel scheduling software. That includes an $8,700 annual fee and the review next spring. And the student populations of the Kenosha and Racine Unified School Districts both include those who are defined as homeless, either couch surfing, or as it's called, or they're living in shelters. Both districts get grant money to help, including free school supplies, lunches, bus passes, in addition to fees being waived. Kaylee Cutler is Racine Unified's homeless student liaison.
When you think of homelessness, you think of, you know, families living on the streets or, you know, living in their car, but that's not always the case. The majority of my families are doubled up, so they're sleeping on couches and floors and things in houses, which of course is way better than having to be on the street. However, even when you're sleeping on a couch, it's hard to get a good night's sleep or even to have space to do your homework and be able to do the things that you need to do to be successful.
Cutler's counterpart in Kenosha is Janelle Simone, who says that the need remains high. Almost 2.3% of Kenosha Unified's total enrollment of about 21,000 students at one time or another during the school year qualifies as being homeless. Of the nearly 19,000 students in Racine Unified, that percentage is about twice that figure. WRJN.com. That's our webpage, and that's where we keep our newscasts, in the local news section of it. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News. Bye.